This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You want to do the honors, John?
Well, before we do the honors, let's talk about our good friends.
Yes,
let's do that.
Let's talk about our good friends at the Live Love Memphis first.
Well done.
They're the best. They really are. Don't ever fade them. You should only listen to what they have to say. Because their interest is your interest. They want to help you make the most money for your home. They want to help you find the home of your dreams. That is what they do every single day. And yeah, conditions have always been crazy. Conditions have been crazy since COVID. You know, hot, cold, whatever. Doesn't matter. They know how to navigate every type of market that there is. And that's why they're the choice for you when you're buying or selling a home. Reach out. SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yes. What Jennifer Carstensen is not going to do is get you in a bad situation that benefits her company, her and her company. They're not looking to get you and just a new home just so they can make a dollar off of you. They're looking to get you in the best situation possible. Increase equity, get the right home, and also on the selling side to get the most money for your home. If it's not good for you, it's not good for Jennifer Carstensen. That's how she's built her business. That's why it's so good, and it's why it's continued to stand the test of time. 901-625-5200. She's gotten it done in every market so she can get it done for you. If she can sell my home back like the one I had back in 2018, she can definitely get you top dollar for yours. 625-5200. It's Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, ITRFM ESPN. It's the segment that you've all been waiting for. Fade Brad, the first edition of the 2025 NBA postseason. Brad, do we have an intro? Let's go. All right, we got two play-in games tonight, one involving our local team here with the Memphis Grizzlies. But just to give you a little bit of a primer, a little recap, he finished about what? Down 9 units-ish or so last year, Jason?
Yeah. Carson was 33-43-1 versus the spread last postseason. So faders were 43-33-1, hitting at roughly 56 and 57% after that final game. He was 56.6 going into the last game of the finals. If you were fading Brad, you were hitting at 56.6%. It's a great edge. From everything we know that John tells us, there's no edges really in gambling, right, unless you're a pro.
Yeah.
Not in the NBA playoffs.
Not the NBA playoffs. Well, I'm giving you 56 to 57%. Will you take it? How many units? 9, you said, for the total? We'll take
it. Roundabout. Yeah.
There you go. And the man was 3-9, which equates to 9-3 if you faded on bonus bets. That's an even higher rate. So
what in the hell compelled him to do bonus bets?
Dude, we got it on an absolute roll, and one day he felt like going, I think, Jaylen Brown under, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, over maybe it was. And all of a sudden we were doing bonus bets because he sucked at those too.
Yeah.
And we said we're going to capitalize. And what a May it was last year. What an absolute
stud of a
May
it was. And just imagine if the Celtics wouldn't have went on their run and I kind of rode with them. That would be even a bloodbath. In your favor.
Yeah. No, right? Yeah.
Losing for the fans, you know, because they're picking against me.
The opposite. That's the key here. Yeah. It is. It's worked for a season. We're hoping it's going to continue for season two. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready,
guys.
I
don't think GameCast and ESPN's ever more important than it is right now before we get into this. Grizzlies now, Warriors.
Let's want to start with the Orlando game. Let's go to the East first, if you don't mind.
Well, I was gonna. I want to have a few disclaimers.
All right. Well, let's start with the Grizzlies. Either one's fine.
One.
Yep.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Gamble responsibly. If it's going to put you in a bad mood to lose, don't bet that much. Okay. That's just a good gauge.
Never words better said by you, John.
If it puts you in a, if it upsets you, if you lose the bet, don't bet that much. Bet an amount that will literally just be fun for you. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the thing about this that is so impressive is that we are doing these games the day of. These are day of when sports books around the country, around the world, some are willing to take $100,000 a pop. And that's why it's so hard to beat. And you didn't beat it, Brad. You didn't beat it at all. And that, again, the idea for anybody listening.
I was indeed not, a beat off, as you will.
I mean, anybody that was betting your picks was, or against you, I should say.
Yeah.
Anybody that was fading you was beaten off. Yeah. So, again, the idea is to fade the pick that Brad likes. So, if, for example, Brad likes the Magic in just a minute, you would bet the Hawks at the opposite number. So, we're going to go in chronological order if that works for you, Brad.
Yeah, I like that idea.
You know, Brad is a very diligent gambler. One of the things that he likes to do before he puts a bet in, he checks the injury report. A lot of people don't do that in 2025, Brad does. That's his edge. All right, so this is a play-in. I believe it's the 7-8 game. Yeah. Magic hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Magic minus 5.5.
So this is the early game, and that's why we start here at 6:30 in Orlando. It is a home game for Orlando. Gives them a little edge.
Yeah, it does.
Much like the next game. looking at the fantastic injury report that the brilliant people who have computers that are already automated to give you this information, Clint Capella, of course, is out.
Of course.
Larry Nance Jr. is out.
Tough one.
Yeah, he seems like a good player. And Trae Young is indeed playing. Game time decision. He'll play. We've seen that trick before, right? GTD.
Not going to get us this
business.
Time, Brad.
Not going to get me sports gambling books. Orlando Magic. Suggs is out for the season, as is Wagner. So we don't have the. Is he German, John?
Mo Wagner. Franz is in, but yes, his brother Mo is
the
out.
Other Mo, Larry, and Curly. Yeah,
and they are German.
So Mo Wagner.
They are German.
With all that being said, and I've always liked this Orlando team. I enjoy the Magic now that they're good at basketball. They have a 500 record, 22-19 at home. That will be 23-19 at home because the Magic will win tonight, and they will cover the 5.5 points that your favorite book has set out to give them. With this spread here. So I'm going to go in Magic minus 5.5, gentlemen.
All right, so that means if you're listening, you would then bet the Atlanta Hawks plus 5.5. So there you go.
Bonus bet alert here on this game.
We will absolutely take it.
We're going 10 feet deep.
I am picking Orlando, so I'm riding all the way with Orlando. Obviously, if Atlanta's going to win this, Trae Young's going to go over 26.5. That's not happening tonight. Trae Young will go under the 26.5 points tonight. That is your bonus pick. Trae Young under 26.5.
Okay, he's kind of aligned them, John.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, correlated, as they say. I don't really have a feel on this game, just personally. I kind of tend to agree with Brad, honestly, that the Magic win this one and get it done. But, you know, they don't have a point guard right now. Mm-hmm. So that is a concern. Although I think the stat is that, like, a 7 seed, which is what the Magic are, has never missed a playoff series since the play-in started, right?
Is that true?
So a 7 has never missed it. And a 10 has never made it.
Well, the 7 is because they get a two shots at it.
And they get two home games. So, but just something to keep in mind. But all right, Brad, if you're fading Brad, you would go Hawks plus 5.5. and you would go Trae Young over 26.5.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the Trae Young over, so I think you are wrong on that one. But, gamble at your own discretion.
Yeah,
all right, on to the Grizzlies. 9 o'clock p.m. start. We're going to call this 7. Warriors are favored by 7. Brad, where are you at?
Well, that's an adjustment I'm going to have to make.
Yeah, I'm seeing 7.5, too.
Yeah, because I was all prepared at 7, but now at 7.5, but now you're saying, well, no, I'm kidding.
I'm seeing some 7s out there. Yeah. I mean,
honestly,
you guys tell me how you want to grade it.
It won't matter for me.
Well, since Brad uses ESPN Gamecast and injury report, should we not use the ESPN bet line?
They're
at 7.5.
ESPN bet. I'm fine with that.
That's because it's on his page. Mm-hmm. So let's not.
We still
it
want
off.
You to use Zen Sports since
ESPN
that's the
bet. That works for me.
Okay. Still use John's sponsor, Zen Sports. Thank you, gamble responsibly. So this is the late game at 9 o'clock. You can see it on TNT and mute it and listening to 92.9 as your soundtrack. Eric will be on the call. We'll do the pregame all day here, basically, and we'll have Darby at 8:30 on the official pregame. But, you know, I really want the Grizzlies to win this. As y'all have talked about, I don't think it saves the season, but at least it sets up a little mojo in the town. Because right now, I don't know. Am I wrong? The mojo has been kind of crappy. Sunday was fun, though. I was at the game Sunday, guys, and it felt good in there, even with a bunch of G League players.
I'm glad Yuki could do that for you.
That over the bat, that
make
over the head
look,
pass
was,
thing he did from three
good.
Quarter court.
Actually, my kid jumped up out of his seat when he saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It's like going to the circus.
We had the bird's nest in the game. I mean, it felt good in there.
Needs to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got bird's nest and little Yuki.
It didn't change the feeling though that you correctly pointed out that we've been kind of down lately.
The vibes in the town have been down. I mean, Anthony's party will help the game. If they were to win, it'd help even more. And so I'm going with the Grizzlies, and I am taking all of those 7.5 points, and that is a key to this endeavor. But I'm going Grizzlies plus 7.5.
That does not surprise me.
I think they win outright, but
I'm
I'll
concerned.
Definitely take the 7.5.
I'm concerned he might be right on both counts. I'm concerned.
But I
was concerned last year about that, too. And
by the way, these are integrity picks.
You were
it's
terrible.
Not some radio bit where I come on here and I act like I'm bad at gambling. I'm just naturally bad at gambling.
Yeah. And that is usually in the disclaimer. These are integrity picks.
Like Brad has no compass. He has no idea what's right and wrong.
Right.
Like if I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to just go all the way in wrong. You know, like I'm not making this up. This is really how I feel. I think the Grizzlies.
No, I like it. I like having a.
It
playoffs.
Ends up working.
Yeah.
I like having a postseason where you have to bet on Grizzlies games all year.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just take the Grizzlies every game.
Especially if they get 7.5 points.
That's going to be fascinating.
That's free money.
I get it, though. I mean, honestly, you think about it. They were winning by 4 against the Warriors here before they collapsed late and lost by 9?
Yeah.
They were winning by as many as 15 against the Nuggets before they collapsed in the final couple minutes and didn't score after the last 6 minutes. So as long as in your head, you're like, as long as you don't do something just egregiously horrific, you'll be able to stay within this number.
You would think.
And the 4 games, man, the big 3 only played in 2 of those. And that 4th game, like John said, they all played and you lost it down the stretch, but you were right there. I mean, you had that opportunity was there. Those guys were looking old, and you can potentially do that again.
If I were to bet a bonus, and I'm not, it would be
no
on Edie.
On this one.
Yeah, it would be an Edie rebound total. I think I didn't see what the books were listing on that, John. But he's been just 15 a game is what he's been around. I mean, he's been getting on the boards.
I mean, you know, fading Steph in a one off is kind of scary, but 7.5 is a bunch of points, and you know,
points.
I will say like. The Warriors, they're really not that scary. Like,
agree.
They have Steph, and like he's liable to go off for 40 or 50.
Jimmy,
we've seen it. And they got Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy, mind you.
Jimmy might be hurt.
I hope he's hurt, and I not for personal reasons, but for
like,
my.
He was
reasons.
Like literally like Gimpy.
Edie's at 10.5 rebounds on
FanDuel. I definitely go over
that.
100% over on the Edie rebounds.
You want it? You want to add
it
officially?
Yeah, I'll put it. I want
the
it as a bonus.
FanDuel number's 10.5 on his rebounds.
100%. 10.5 easy money. Yeah, 10.5 over.
I mean,
pick the over
it
on Edie.
It seems like
rebounds.
A good bet, too. But, again, Brad is great at this. So it means bad game for Edie coming up.
Yeah, I hope not.
You're cool with us allowing that, right? We got an official number from FanDuel. We add that other bonus to
put
the
it
game
in there.
Here. We got two bonuses. We got two.
Yeah.
two against the spread.
Sorry, I interrupted your thought process on what the Warriors have, John. Go ahead. So you think Jimmy was gimpy Jimmy?
No, but I was just going to say, like, their supporting cast, I mean, they are very small inside. You know, they're depending on, you know, Podzimski and Moody, like, I guess.
Looney off the bench, I guess.
I don't have a ton on Buddy. Like, I feel like Buddy that never plays well. I just feel like I haven't seen it. So I don't have anything on this game, but I understand the logic. But if you're fading Brad, that means you have to bet on the Warriors.
John,
minus 7.5.
What is the average away home court advantage in an NBA game? Do you happen to know that? Is it 3?
It's 3-ish. Yeah, I mean, some places are more than others. You know, like altitude in Denver's got to be worth a little more. Like, are you on a back-to-back? Like, it just depends on a lot of things. But, yeah, like, 2 to 3 is generally, like, the rule of thumb.
We've rested more than them. I could say that. I mean, we were off Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they went to overtime, you know? I mean,
played Sunday. Like, played a lot of minutes. We were off.
They went heavy to try to get that Clippers thing done.
Oh, you're right. You're right on that. Zach, I mean, honestly, had 16 rebounds in the last game.
We need to see season high minutes from Ja and
he better be playing 40. Like, yeah, like all the game.
This is it, man. I mean, you can get a series with a team that's never won a series before.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Wells was +3 in that loss to Golden State in his 30 minutes.
Wow, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hurts.
Because Desmond and Ja were minuses, -11, -13. Wells being out there was impactful.
Yeah.
And you won't have him, so. Again, I'm feeling good.
Thanks,
about
Jason.
Fading Brad.
All right, so if you're fading Brad, day one of the experiment, and remember, it's a long season, folks. All right, it's a long
That's
postseason.
Right.
This thing goes into June, but we've got Hawks +5.5.
Yep.
Trae Young over 26.5. And then Warriors -7.5 if you're fading Brad.
And then Zach Edey under 10.5 rebounds.
Know,
right?
Yeah.
Because he went over.
I went
you
over.
You would go Zach Edey under to fade Brad on
10.5.
Oh,
yeah, that bonus point.
On 10.5 rebounds.
Now,
one more bit of advice, because you guys forgot it from last
year.
Oh,
yeah, please.
We recommend that you not parlay these picks. Now, a lot of people started going against our advice. They hooked on how bad Brad was and started combining them. We recommend, right, John, that you do not parlay these picks.
No, because he could go 3-1.
Exactly.
Or, you know, or 1-3, right?
Right.
And you cost yourself a profitable day.
There you go. That's why. It's tempting, I know, especially when you know how bad he is, but we recommend you not do it.
And further proof of it is, if a lot of you folks listening want to go to your totals and your favorite sports book, like FanDuel shows you how much money you've lost, $1,500 over 5 years lost.
And
I don't know how you go to sleep at night.
And your limits are
high. I had to take it off my phone. My limits, they'll let me bet my house if I wanted to.
Yeah, Brad can bet his mortgage, his house.
Yeah. It's right
on
there,
FanDuel.
Pick house, no. Don't do that.
I mean, you've lost $1,500 I've lost $1,500 in a day.
Yeah, never forget that it was the Jonte Porter situation that brought us to this segment.
Yes, it did.
And about betting limits. We found out you had the highest betting limit because you were the worst gambler. Thus the segment was born. And here we are now in 2025, about to start again. How about that? Thank you, Jonte.
Don't do that. Gamble responsibly.
As he rots in federal prison, huh?
I mean, it literally, this segment was born out of his
crime. Is he still in prison?
I didn't know he was in jail.
I think he's facing it.
Okay. Damn.
Because it was conspiracy, right? And like wire fraud and a bunch of stuff like that. Yep. Like,
never forget, that's why we looked at all of our betting limits after off that story. That's why this was born. Yes.
100%. All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Grizzlies tonight, NFL draft, and more. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 99 FM, ESPN. Jason Fitz is the host for Yahoo Sports. Does it all. Catch him on Fox Sports Radio. Joins us every Tuesday, and he joins us now. Fitz, we've got playoff basketball tonight. It's not in Memphis, but it is involving Memphis in this play-in game against the Warriors. Can the Grizz do it, man? Can they go into Golden State and beat the Warriors tonight?
I would feel a heck of a lot better if they weren't going into Golden State to do it. But, you know, it doesn't feel like it. And, look, sometimes the soap opera that we all get obsessed with, but when I saw this play-in matchup, all I kept thinking about was 2 years ago, this is what the league would have dreamed of, right? Like Golden State taking on Memphis, and it felt like they were giving Memphis all the upstart love and everything, and now it just feels like rudderless Memphis against rudderless Golden State, and everybody's trying to figure out how to get both of these teams up to where they need to be. But, I mean, come on, if we're being honest and you got to bet your house on one of these two teams in this matchup, we all know which coach you're best betting on. We all know which player you're betting on to be the biggest in the biggest moment. And if I had to bet on one team being able to come down the stretch and get it done versus another team having a mini meltdown, I think we all know how we bet on that too. So it just feels like, I don't know, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer for you guys because you know how much I love coming on with you guys and I love Memphis, but it just feels like this is, like, just kick us in the no-no places and let this season be done with and we'll figure out how to regroup next year.
Would you say, and I'm with you, listen, we've been down because John and I, we're going to keep it real, and so we haven't given the Grizzlies, you know, we're not trying to sit up here and spin it and tell everybody the Grizzlies are going to win tonight. But that said, it is just one game. I'm just curious, your feeling, because it was, many folks said when they dropped play-in on us a few years ago, I think I might have been one of us, oh, man, they're just, you know, this feels ridiculous. They're adding to it, trying to get more games in, everything else. Because of, and maybe Golden State a little rudderless right now, but you've still got Steph in that thing. You've had LeBron in it, I guess. And has it been a success at this point in your eyes? It has, hasn't it?
It's an overwhelming success. And part of it is because it's a play-in game, right? So this is the closest that we get to NCAA tournament sort of vibes on this. Like, and to your point, like, I'm a Memphis fan through and through. Here's what I believe. I've got to believe, at the end of the day, that I've got one of the best players in the world. And one of the best players in the world in one game.
100%.
Needs one game of magic. Like, these are the moments that legacies are built on.
Right.
So, like, you know, if you're Memphis, you're sitting there saying, well, we got Ja. So, like, you know what? We'll take your step and we'll raise you with Ja. And Ja will come out and have a historic night that we'll be talking about for the rest of the year. And they'll advance in this one-game-only situation. Like, look, if this was the best-of-seven series, I wouldn't bet a bag of Skittles on Memphis in a best-of-seven series against this Golden State team. For one night, you never know.
That's right.
You know, so, like, I think, yeah, to that end, has the play-in tournament been a success? Yeah, it's kept brands that don't really belong in the conversation, and they give it to you with this sudden death overtime feel. It's just, you give drama to bad basketball, and it's still good basketball, right? Like, so that's what we're going to have.
For Ja Morant, you know, this is a guy who 3 years ago was, you know, widely agreed upon as, you know, the future of the league, the face of the league even. And, you know, since then, he's had some off-court issues. He's had injuries. For him, how important would it be sort of for his redemption arc with, and again, like, he's eighth in jersey sales, so maybe this is, like, overblown, and I'm like, going too much into the way the media thinks of him, but how important would it be for him to lead the Grizzlies to a win tonight at Golden State?
You know, if Ja wants people to start talking about the right things instead of the wrong things, he's got to do the right things on the court. And I don't even mean like in the way he's acting. Like, let's be clear. The media will embrace a fool if that fool is so good that you have no choice, right? And I'm not saying John is a fool, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, so if he feels like the villain and he feels as he's been pretty loud about, and he feels like the league holds him to a different standard as he's been pretty loud about, he thinks that everybody's paying attention to stuff that doesn't matter. Well, this is your chance to make people pay attention to stuff that does matter. And, you know, if you want the people to stop talking about hand grenade hand motions, then go out and drop 45 tonight and win. Like, that's the real answer. And so to your question, eighth in jersey sales feels like a failure because I thought, you thought, we thought Ja coming out. Like, I'll never forget sitting next to Sean Farnham on radio, who I think knows college basketball better than 99% of the world. And Sean Farnham, when we were talking about prospects and everybody was just waxing philosophically about Zion, Sean said without hesitation, Zion will not be the best player drafted in this year's draft. Ja will be. And, like, I remember those moments because we didn't think Ja was going to be great. We thought Ja was going to be iconic. And there's a difference. Like, great players show up and win, you know, sometimes. Iconic players show up in the biggest moments and somehow, some way, when it doesn't make any sense, they win. And, man, Ja's got to have one of those. Like, the Memphis Grizzlies have to have a moment where they take down a team like Golden State And then all of a sudden, like, man, it's like NWO in the late 90s, early 2000s in wrestling. Like, NWO doesn't take off unless they also happen to be the best in you know, the WCW. And I know that's a dated reference, but you get what I'm saying. Like, if Ja wants the world to start feeling like Ja is, you know, a babyface and wants everybody to start rooting for him and start paying attention to the way he plays on the floor, man, he's going to have to win this game. And then this game is going to have to turn into a plucky run by Memphis that nobody expected to happen. And, you know, all of a sudden, the tone changes in the entire conversation. If they go get waxed tonight, like, if Ja is not really, if he puts up 20 and Memphis gets beat by 20, then it's just a reminder that at this point, Ja's career is about jersey sales, not about actual greatness. Yeah. There's a big difference. Big difference.
On the NFL side, draft's coming up. We see where, you know, 17 have been invited to the draft, and Shedeur Sanders is not going to go. Cam Ward's obviously going to be there as the assumed number one pick, and other guys that are right there above the top. And if you look at the mocks, I think we talked about this with you last time, Fitzy. I think the Saints at 9 look like a spot, especially with Derek Carr and the sort of question marks around his health look like a spot. Is he making the right move by not going, you know, to avoid a Will Levis-like embarrassment and Aaron Rodgers-type embarrassment is what it feels like? Is he making the right move here, him and his dad?
Yeah, 100%, because he has no gain in it. I mean, if he's not picked second overall, then all of a sudden there's a camera in his face every second.
Well, you're
and
right
they're
going
to use every little blink, like every facial expression he makes will be used as some sort of fodder against him. I think staying away from this is a good thing. Like, today, right now, as we sit, having talked to probably a dozen people that I think are pretty smart, if I had to bet my house today, and I'm glad I'm not doing this, but if I had to bet my house today on will Shedeur go in the top 10 or will he not go in the top 10? I would bet he does not.
Wow.
And that's a stat. I understand that that's a staggering statement. I keep talking to people that really believe Kellen Moore is higher on Jackson Dart. So I think Jackson Dart's going to go 9 to New Orleans.
Wow.
I don't think Shedeur is. And then all of a sudden, now we get a situation where is Pittsburgh going to trade up for him? Like, the only way I think, I don't think the Raiders go Shedeur at 6. I really don't. Mm-hmm. So if they're not going Shedeur at 6, and I think New Orleans is going Jackson Dart at 9, now I'm looking at Pittsburgh and the Rams and saying, if they really want their quarterback in the future, are they going to just get a little trigger happy and try and move up? Like, I think that there's a better chance of that. Like, the only way I think Shedeur goes in the top 10 is if somebody's worried and trades up for him. And I honestly, the reason the Giants, I talked to 3 different people today, asking why did the Giants go to Colorado? And all 3 of them said without hesitation, because they want people to think they're going to go quarterback to try and get some trade value in case they want to move down. Like, I think people are trying to stir up Shedeur now to get a team to move up, to feel like, oh, man, we got to get ahead of the Raiders. We got to get ahead of the Jets. We got to get ahead of New Orleans. And I don't think you have to get ahead of any of them. Like, it's funny to me. I said this to the Raiders. I do a weekly interview with the Raiders flagship station. And I said to them today, like, Raiders fans were up in arms in December saying, how could you not get the first overall pick because I wanted Shedeur? And it's like, y'all, I think Shedeur's going to sit there at 6, and I think the Raiders are still going to pass on him. So,
they have a 75-year-old head coach, and they just paid.
Dude, if the Saints take Jackson Dart instead of Shedeur right there, you're the GOAT. That's all there is to it.
That's
nowhere.
Albert Breer said something that echoed, like, you know, for me, I'm an aggregator of information, so I try to talk to as many people as possible, and then figure it out. And Albert Breer said in SI something that I actually heard from a scout a couple of weeks ago that I don't know well, so I didn't know how much weight to put into it. He said, but watch the film. And whenever the pressure hits Jackson Dart, he steps up into the pocket. And whenever Shedeur got pressured, he stepped away from the pressure. He backpedaled in the pocket. In the NFL, that doesn't work, right? So unless you're Caleb, like, if you're Caleb, you can get away with it because you're Caleb. Like, Shedeur is not Caleb and is not, like, I don't think Shedeur's anywhere close to Caleb. So if you're Kellen Moore and you need a quarterback that can make every throw and can make every throw on schedule and also, when the pressure hits, steps up in the pocket, the only knock on Jackson Dart is that he's coming out of a one-read offense from Lane Kiffin, and that's just Lane being Lane. So right now I think that the Saints are more likely to take Jackson Dart than Shedeur Sanders.
If the Raiders take Ashton Jeansy at 6, which he was mocked there today by ESPN, I believe, if that is the direction that they go, like, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to be a wild card team? Is that the goal now? Like, what's sort of the immediate sort of aspirations and ambitions for the Raiders right now?
The funny thing is, the answer to that, and just being real, the answer for most teams, like if fans think that the team set in every year with the simple, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And I can tell you, I've talked to coaches, players, 90% of the league does not enter the year saying we're going to win the Super, we're going to get to the Super Bowl. 90% of the league says the phrase that Harry Douglas used to say to me every damn day. It used to wear me out. Get in the dance, you got a chance. And so most teams are angling for, do we have a path that gets us to the playoffs? If we're good enough to be a playoff team, then let the cards fall wherever they may in January. How do we do it? I think the Raiders look at it quite simply and say, what is the clearest path to making us better right now? Not making us better than Mahomes for the next 5 years. What's the clearest path to making us better right now? And the answer to that in Chip Kelly's offense is, a great running back will make you demonstrably better. Like Ashton Jeanty. Right now, you look across the board and you say, okay, how many wins, how many extra wins will Shedeur Sanders bring the Raiders this year? I think the answer is zero because Geno's going to start. How many extra wins will Mason Graham bring, the defensive tackle that I think is can't miss out of Michigan? Maybe one, if you're lucky, maybe two. How many extra wins does Ashton Jeanty bring a team? And I don't care if we're talking about the Bears or the Raiders or the Jets, it's two or three. Like, I genuinely think he can win a team two or three extra games they wouldn't have won otherwise. So if you're trying to get to just wild card, playoff, get in the dance, got a chance status, yeah, I honestly believe that Ashton Jeanty does that for anybody, more than any player in this year. Like, if you're just saying, will my win total change based on, you know, what we draft? I think Abdul Carter does that, because if you have Abdul Carter and Myles Garrett standing next to each other, which is what I honestly think the Browns are going to do. If you have Abdul Carter and Myles Garrett on the same defensive line, good luck. Like, I have no idea how you're going to stop that. That's going to equal wins because you are going to destroy the other quarterback. If you have Travis Hunter, yeah, you get the best corner and the best wide receiver at the same time. That's really cool. But I just don't know how many wins that's going to equal for the Giants. Yeah. Like, they're still going to suck, right? Like, so, yeah, if Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders, I think right now if they take Mason Graham, it's a great pick because their defensive line needs help. If they somehow lucked into Abdul Carter because of the foot injury, yeah, it's a great pick because their defensive line needs help. But Will Johnson's the best corner. You take the best corner, not named Travis Hunter, in this year's draft, how many extra wins is that going to get you? None. Mm-hmm. Like, but you take Ashton Jeanty in Chip Kelly's offense, they're going to run the football over and over. And I wouldn't, guys, I wouldn't be surprised at all. If the Raiders take Ashton Jeanty in the first round, I wouldn't be surprised to see them still take another running back in the third or the fourth. I think that they are going to come out and run the football this year more than anybody expects. And they're okay. They're comfortable not going in with the number one wide receiver.
Have you wrapped your mind, and I'm switching you over to college real quick, but it was the big story around, I mean, we saw a holdout, you know, what we typically see in the NFL with Nico. Is there a way this, I mean, if it feels like he's headed for less money, Fitzy, whether that's at a Tulane or whatever else, I mean, has his father slash agent, is there any way this is not a failure? It feels like failure, like you blew it, like bad business.
So I think, unfortunately, we don't know the answer to success or fail until we see how it all plays out, if we're being honest, because if Nico last second ends up signing, I'm just making this
sure,
up. Let's say he goes to Notre Dame because they don't have a proven quarterback in the room. Okay. And before you know it, he wins a national championship, and Tennessee, with no quarterback they can trust, wins five games. Well, and then Nico won, no matter how much money he made.
You're right. That's the scenario where he won. You're right.
And I will say, talking to our insiders at Yahoo this week and asking, does the league care? Does the NFL care? Overwhelmingly, the answer is, man, the league's happy he's getting away from Tennessee because Tennessee runs a gimmicky offense. So if you want to see Nico in a real offense and have to learn the offense quickly and get into a new locker room quickly, like, they'll learn more about Nico as a pro because he's going to another team. So it could actually help him if he turns around and he plays well. Does it help him financially today? Not until we know what the deal is, but probably not. I also think, like, this is modern college football. Like, Nico has the right to say, I want more money. Tennessee has the right to say, we won't pay more money.
Yeah.
And everybody that says it's broken, it's not broken. We are avalanching towards the eventuality that is inevitable of a unionized players, collective bargaining with the salary cap and the salary floor in college football. And the 40 or 50 teams that choose to compete at that level will all be beholden to the same structured, unionized deal, just like the NFL, just like the NBA. It'll finally be like every other sport. And the rest of the teams, like if Memphis chooses not to participate in that, they'll be in a separate level of football that will just be for the fun and glory of college football. And Memphis fans can still enjoy it. And then the 40 or 50 teams that want to spend what I think is inevitably going to be $40 or $50 million a year at least in players. They're going to, I mean, I think in 10 years we have a salary cap in college football that's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and college football is just like the NFL.
Crazy stuff. You really think Nico's that dude? No, go ahead, John.
That just seems so crazy to me.
The numbers.
Like, is there not some critical mass, Fitz, where somebody says this is outrageous that we're spending similar amounts on college players they do in the NFL?
I mean, I'd argue it's the second most popular sport in America right now behind the NFL, right?
And absolutely, dude.
You know, I think so. To your point, as much as it seems crazy, every time a player has challenged the NCAA in court about minimizing their opportunity to earn money, they have literally won. Because the courts have said over and over and over again, it is unconstitutional to step back and tell these kids they can't make money. And now we're in a United States now where I think as of now there's only 8 states in the U.S. It's around that number that don't allow NIL in high school. So like the critical mass point now, we got eighth graders that are starting to get NIL checks for their schools to go make appearances. We got high school kids that are making, you know, 7 figures at this point before they've ever stepped onto a college football field. And there are pro teams that will tell you, if you actually talk to them, like off the record, they'll tell you they love it because it eliminates the variable of how's this kid going to manage life once he gets a bunch of money. You already know that. Like, when he walks in, instead of having Jamarcus Russell get $32 million and not have a group around him to help him figure out how to live that way, now you'll have a couple of years of proof of concept. Like, kid's already worth $10, $12, $15 million before he even walks into the league. Like, that's going to be real. So I think the longer kids stay in college football, the less likely there are draft flops. The more they're making the money, the more predictable their pro career is. Like, I think in the end, it's going to be a very different college football, but I still think it's going to be a wildly successful one.
Yeah, Fitz, you're the best, man. Thanks.
Great stuff,
time.
Brother. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, boys. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every Tuesday. Very nice to do it. Hey, if you're going to be betting, if you're going to be fading Brad, make sure you do it on Zen Sports, Z-E-N Sports. Everything's there. We're going to have some very awesome news to announce here in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, in between time, get your bets in at Zen Sports. They got NBA. They got baseball. They got everything you're looking for. All you got to do is download the app. Zen Sports is the app. Betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sonic, it's America's Drive-In. Man, they got everything you need on that menu. They got grilled cheese for the kids. They got the popcorn chicken. They got the delicious burgers, all kinds of Bevs. You know, that's how they say it, Jason, Bevs.
Bevs, like it.
They got Bevs for you. So whatever you need, there is something for you waiting at Sonic America's Drive-In.
Try the new Junior Chicken Sandwich at Sonic. It's only $1.99. Perfectly seasoned crispy chicken comes in original or honey chipotle. I like the latter. Like a little sauce on mine. You can find that Junior Chicken Sandwich on the Sonic Fun 99 menu. Got a bunch of great items there. Check out the Sonic app for full menu and details. I recommend you download it. Very useful. Just remember this. Live free. Eat Sonic.
That's a good way to live, Jason.
Free.
Free. And then eat at Sonic.
That's right. That's
I think you need to, if you want to really make your siesta go crazy, go to Sonic before you take that siesta.
No, you're right. Just get full on one of the big triple smashers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get you a nice.
I'm a little worried you're not going to stop, though.
I don't know, man.
I think you need to.
You know what? I'm sitting here. I'm looking at this video of Steph was warming up with the, you know, had his hand wrapped. You know. Yeah, I guess it happened last game. John, you mentioned that earlier, didn't you? Didn't you? Was it a wrist or something?
Yeah, he's got a thumb wrist.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's got it wrapped. He had it wrapped in the shoot around this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let's go send Cam Spencer out there to bang that thing. Hit it! Right? Use one of your players.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're high on integrity around here and playing the game the right way. But if you just so happen to bump into it or something with one of your, you know, one of your guys you don't need.
Right.
You know, maybe to help you, help Steph not go 12 of 20 from three like he did last game. You see what I'm saying there?
Well, he is one of the goats. Thing.
Bump Jimmy in the leg, too. Whatever you got to do to these old men so we can save this season, let's pull out all the antics tonight. You know, they like their antics, Brad, like we were talking about earlier, trying to get John, snitch on him, get him to do the guns. Let's put the antics on them. You know what I mean? Let's go bang them knees and them legs and them wrists.
It's 100% that they're going to do a bomb against us. That if they get some momentum.
Yeah, I don't want to see it, but at that
I don't want to see it.
We've opened ourselves up to it.
Yep.
By the way, AJ Storr committed to Ole Miss.
Okay, Mister
Memphis had been involved, but Ole Miss got the bag, bro.
Yeah, they got money.
Yeah, they do, and you better believe it was going. I mean, they got it and they're ready to spend it on Chris Beard. You know, they're just rejuvenating.
It's AJ Storr's fourth school.
It's his fourth school. It's his eighth school if you go back through his high school years in 8 years.
What?
Crazy.
He should have stayed at Wisconsin because that was his best year. It looked like to me, John. You correct me if I'm wrong. Kansas was not good last year.
No.
Wisconsin. Man. He was like averaging 18 points a game, but he got the bag from Kansas. Now he's getting the bag here.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I mean, everybody's going there is getting it. They just got another kid, Corin Johns from Louisville. So yeah.
Ole Miss ain't playing no game. Might mess around. That's going to be a tough game next year on schedule.
You're going to be a big underdog.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Yeah,
I can see big underdog.
Yep.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Pitts for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sain. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.